We continue with Johannes Brahms' German Requiem by listening to the fifth movement. Brahms had been thinking about the Requiem for some time, but we don't know when those thoughts began. Some wonder whether it was in response to the death of his mentor, Robert Schumann, in 1856. Others think it's more likely that the death of his dear mother in 1865 either prompted him to undertake or continue the project in earnest. By 1866, six movements were completed and performed. Then, 2 years later, Brahms decided to add one more movement, the fifth movement, which we will hear today. This is the only movement calling for a soprano soloist, and it's always seemed a shame to have choirs hire a superb soloist to fly out and sing only 6.5 minutes of music. But this music is absolutely sublime. The soprano begins by quoting words attributed to Jesus in the Gospel of John. "For now you have sorrow, but I will see you again." Christians later realized that Jesus was foretelling his death, but at the same time assuring his disciples that he will return. Words such as these have been reassuring to countless Christians holding dear their faith in resurrection. The soprano also sings a verse from the much older book of Ecclesiasticus. "Look at me, how for a little while I've worked and labored, yet I have found great comfort." Brahms' audience would have understood these words of saying that after a long life of toil and labor, we all will finally find comfort and peace. Now, these are wonderful texts indeed. But Brahms takes it another step. While the soprano sings these ideas, we will occasionally hear the choir softly responding with wonderful words from Isaiah. "I will comfort you as your mother comforts you." Words Isaiah imagined God speaking to his people. This motherly refrain has made some people wonder whether the composer possibly had his own mother in mind for this movement. But we'll never know, because if Brahms was anything, he was private.